What's up, guys?
Oh, that was kind of good. Not
that was
gonna
really
lie.
good.
This is our third. Yeah, third episode.
Yeah.
I'm Peyton.
And I'm Jasmine.
And this is Crosstalk Conversations. In this episode, we will be talking about. Drum roll, please. Spiritual warfare.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, guys, spiritual warfare is a super real thing. I feel like I say real all the time, but
literally,
it's because it's true. As Christians, we experience a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And as young Christians, we're going to talk about our experiences of certain things that we've, you know, had happen to us and how God has helped us and certain scriptures to just encourage just ourselves and you guys. So,
yeah. And it doesn't even have to be Christians as well.
Right.
Because we are spiritual beings. We're going to, you know, have spiritual experiences.
Yes, you are totally right. So, I'll talk about a little bit of my testimony. So, when I was in, I want to say, eighth grade, I was new to the place I moved to. And, you know, being the new kid can kind of be...
intimidating.
I don't know, yeah, nerve-wracking and just a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
But I met this one girl, and she was super encouraging and just a light. Mm. Like, it just, you know, it was just a great thing because she just was like my first friend ever, and she just helped me to make new friends.
Yeah.
And without her, I probably wouldn't have made all the friends that I did at the time. But anyway, so later on, we would hang out. You know, I think we only hung out once. But she had lupus, and...
Wait, what is that?
Lupus is a sickness that can be deadly if not treated, because it, you know, it fluctuates, and it's hard to live with. But she had lupus, and I don't know how long it might have been or how far we might have been into the school year, but a couple months, I guess, after, maybe like two or three, she passed away. And
oh,
I took that really, really hard because she was like my first friend, my go-to, like just the light in the darkness type. And I didn't know, that was like my first time really like feeling grief. Because, you know, I've had like people that I knew pass away in the past, but I didn't really know them. So this one was more personal.
Oh my goodness.
And it was rough. Like the school year ended and I just never forgot about her. And, you know, because... I wasn't in school and it was the summertime and I didn't really have any friends at the time as much as I, you know, I didn't really talk to anybody as much.
Yeah.
And it just hit me more during the summer because, you know, sometimes it takes a while for, you know, people to process stuff and that was me. And so, hit me hard during summertime and then I fell into depression. And because I fell into depression, I stopped eating. I just stopped... I guess living. I was just really in my bed in my room most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was hard for me to get up to even, I guess, like go use the bathroom and just things like that to really take care of myself. Like, I just had to really, I don't know, it was a really rough period for me.
And how old were you?
I was, I think, 13 or 14.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it was just really rough. And I battled with eczema. So my eczema was flaring up really bad at that time too, because I just wasn't really taking care of myself. So I just had a lot of things like going on.
Oh my goodness.
And, God really helped me like just out of that funk. And he really spoke to me even when I felt like I didn't, you know, deserve or need saving because I was just so caught up in my emotions. And I just felt like the world was ending in a sense because, you know, I just lost my friend and she's just as young as I am. So it's just like, she won't get to see certain things like birthdays, whatever. And so I just, you know, all
I'm
of those
so
thoughts
sad.
Would like really hit me.
Yeah.
And, God knew, cause you know, this was spiritual warfare. Like depression is not from the Lord. And, he really helped me. And one day late at night, I had moved to a different house. I was sitting in my room and it was late and I was like listening to sounds on TikTok.
Sounds.
Yeah. And I'll wrap this up. But later on in the night, God actually spoke to me. And I got the verse, "Be still and know that I'm God." And I was like, man, that is so crazy.
Like, that's what, like, he just said, yeah. or like you found in the Bible?
I found it in the Bible, but I really felt, you know, his voice, and I was just like, wow, like that's crazy.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
You telling me to just calm down and just, you know, really trust in you and know that everything has a purpose in your life. And it just really spoke to me because I had been struggling for a long time, and just having God be there for me when I felt like I didn't have anyone was just super comforting.
Yeah.
And that's why I say now that like God is my therapy. And I felt like if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't have had that experience with the Lord, and I wouldn't be where I am right now.
Yeah.
And so there's this verse, 2 Corinthians 4, and it says, "We have small troubles for a while now, but these troubles are helping us gain an eternal glory."
Mm-hmm.
That eternal glory is much greater than our troubles.
So real.
And I just feel like that goes along with the situation, because even though spiritual warfare can take such a toll on people, even non-believers, I feel like if you have discernment, especially as a Christian, you start to realize like, oh, this is not from the Lord. Like, this is something that I'm going through that the enemy is trying to get me and attack me. So you really have to, you know, pray. And this is just what I did, because that's what helped me to get closer to God, is to just pray and read the word and, you know, just ask him for strength, because without him, once again, I probably would not be where I am right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Like him just, you know, coming to you and like knowing like your struggles. I mean, he even had a sad time with when Lazarus died.
Yeah.
And he was like weeping or whatever. not whatever. But yeah, that's really sad, especially in those times. With what I dealt with, it was more like, it happened when I was like 12, and like that's when I started getting on social media, but I wasn't allowed to. So I did it like in private, and I started to compare myself with like what other people were doing, and then comparison came with depression, and that came with, like, you know, self-harm and stuff like that. And for a while, I didn't even, 12 to probably, like, 2 years ago when I'm 21, like, I've dealt with depression on and off, extremes, heartbreaks. I would be like, oh, my gosh, I thought they were my husband.
Yeah.
Super exaggerating. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they weren't, though. But no, the thing that really, the verse that really hit me, probably like maybe last year when I was, you know, still dealing with depression and not really knowing God, but it was all over TikTok. Like God was like, he was rising on TikTok, which is really cool. And one of the verses, it's Lamentations 3:31-33. "For no one is abandoned by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he also shows compassion because of the greatness of his unfailing love. For he does not enjoy hurting people or causing them sorrow." So when I felt that, when I heard that verse, I was like, wow, like, you know, God, like, he's for me. He's not against me. Like, it's all the enemy, really.
Yes.
And, like, it's really all in my head, but doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of times, you know, oh, I can't see it, so it's not real. But we feel our emotions and we can't see them, but they're real. And so just like, you know, because I felt abandoned by the Lord at one point because I was dealing with depression, I was like, God, you don't love me. Like, you know, I have, like, my dad was in my life, like, he passed away when I was 9. And I'm like, God, why would you have him, you know, pass away? Like, why this? Why? And I'm, you know, dealing
questioning
with, for real, dealing with puberty as well, like going into high school, going into middle school, just trying to find love, really. And nothing satisfied me until I finally, like, came to God, which is awesome. Like, yes. Like, of course, like, my identity is going to be in my creator.
Yeah.
Like, hello. Like, for real. But
yeah, and I think that that's really good to point out, because I feel like we talked about this in our other episode, but you won't be able to find yourself in anyone else but the Lord. And, exactly. You know, it's just a good reminder. And I feel like we both had good testimonies, especially involving spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. And the verse that I mentioned earlier, "Be still and know that I'm God," is from Psalms. It's from Psalm 46:10. Mm. And it just really is a reminder too, I feel like, to mm-hmm. just trust in God and his timing. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it might feel like you're going through these things and there's like no reason, and you're, you know, questioning God too, and you're just overworked and overstimulated and just stressed about all these things going on in your life, and like you're focusing on everything that has been going wrong.
Yeah.
When in reality, God is watching you, and mm-hmm. you know, even though these are trials and tribulations, he's there with you.
Yeah.
So he's going to bring you out of them. You just have to have faith in him.
Exactly.
And I know that that's easier said than done, but at the same time, God has just always been faithful to us. So why would you turn your back on him? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, staying in the word and praying is so important.
Yeah.
I mean, pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
For real, because, you know, during my depression stage and like anger and whatnot, I didn't know God as much as like, I wasn't intentional with my relationship with him. I didn't know how to be intentional with
yeah.
him. I didn't know how to like water that relationship. And so I never prayed, and I was always just like, God, you hate me. And but like when I didn't even try to have a relationship with him, and the entire time he was just calling out for me.
Yeah. And you just, you know, you weren't ready to listen, and you
exactly.
being in your word and reading scripture, I know it's different for everybody because everyone has a different relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, God is love. And so that's going to be something that hopefully everyone will be able to experience. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just going back to what you said, like questioning and just, you know, thinking the worst of everything. Like
mm-hmm.
God is just watching and waiting for you to, you know, turn that mm-hmm. cheek and turn that eye and just
yeah.
really open up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is always ready to be there for you and listen to you and help
mm-hmm.
you, because you know it's more than just like he's being our creator. He's also our source of life and
mm-hmm.
our source of love and of healing and restoration and revival. So I just feel like there's, you know, so many things that God has done for us and that he will be able to do. You just have to be willing to listen.
Yeah.
And also be obedient, which is something that we talked about in the last episode. And also, for people who don't know the definition of spiritual warfare, I have found many different variations. And so this is just something that I summed up personally, is when the enemy attacks you spiritually, which can also affect you physically.
Yeah.
And it's just going back to what you said, like, even though it's something that you might not be able to see, that doesn't mean that it's not there, and it doesn't mean that it's not affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord really helps us to be able to discern these things as Christians, but
yeah.
for people who are non-believers, it might be like, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Like, I've just never been able to, you know, get myself out of this depression or this anxiety, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you're dwelling on yourself and in the world,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
once again, not the word, which is
exactly.
from the Lord.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying, like, self-help books and stuff, like, mm-hmm. people go to them thinking that it's going to help them and stuff like that, but that's just all temporary help.
Exactly.
And it's not permanent,
exactly.
unlike the Lord.
Exactly. And, like, I just want to go back to where, you know, if we go to him, stuff like that. And in James 4:7, it does say, submit yourselves then to God.
Mm-hmm.
But it also says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And that's so important, because a lot of times, you know, during in our spiritual warfare,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people do like go to the world.
Yeah.
When it's like the only thing that we need and we should be finding is God.
Yeah.
And so when I was, you know, in my little depression and stuff, and I kind of used God as a, like a safety belt, like, oh God, just help me out. But I never really like meant it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I prayed that prayer, like I was drawing near to him. And then he, like, fully changed me. And he's like, okay, you're drawing near to me. I'm going to draw near to you.
Yeah.
I was like, heck yeah, God.
Yes, that's so good.
Yes.
And this is that kind of similar to the verse that I wanted to say. It's from Exodus 14, 14, and it says, you will not have to do anything but stay calm. The Lord will do the fighting for you.
No, literally, like, it's all, like, I mean, being a Christian, you're still going to have spiritual warfare. Yeah. You're still going to, like, deal with, you know, these things, but it's just so much peace when you know that he's fighting for you and never against you, because his plans are to prosper you, not to harm you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to go off of that, I feel like these just go kind of hand in hand for what I wanted to say, but Philippians 4:13 is, which also I think one of my favorite verses, but it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And just to rely on the Lord and to also have faith in him. If you have faith in him, you will have courage in yourself because the Holy Spirit is in you.
Literally.
So you feel like you can be more confident and take those things on, rather than if you didn't have him in your life or you never experienced, you know, his love and having a relationship with him.
No, exactly. And, you know, I think we're just like throwing out these verses right now because we're feeling it, like the Holy Spirit. But it, in Romans 8:11, it says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And so it's so cool to just know that, you know, literally the Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead
is inside of us.
Literally, it's so cool. And like, I just walk around, I'm like, yo, I'm all good. Like, I'm all good.
Yeah.
For real. It's so beautiful just to know that like the Holy Spirit and Jesus wants that relationship with us.
Yeah.
Like, is seeking us, you know.
Yeah.
I just love it.
I do too. And that's why I feel like it's even talking about it can be a good reminder to people.
Literally.
Because in our day-to-day lives, you know, we get, you know, tempted or tried and things like that. So, you know, sometimes it can be overbearing and it just feels like, oh man, like I'm going through this stuff. And, you know, we focus so much on the negative things.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to forget God's goodness and his healing and his power that he has over our lives.
Seriously.
And so I feel like when you really rely on God, you can get through anything because you know and remember that he's with you.
No, for real.
And that you have Christ in you so that you're able to do anything because he strengthens you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really... No, for real, that's so cool. Just like to, you know, kind of also feel confident, right? Mm-hmm. And like you can, it's not you, right? I mean, you have to draw near to God, but it's him doing the work.
Yeah.
And but it's also saying in Luke 10:19, Jesus says, look, I have given you authority over all power of the enemy. And you can walk among the snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you, but don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven.
Mm.
And so it's not like, oh, I can go around and like, you know, we have authority over these demons.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, it's not me. Like, don't take pride.
Yeah.
Like, that's not you, honey boo boo. That's God. That's right. The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit has authority, and he is in you. Yeah.
No, for real.
Clear. But also, you just saying that made me think of 1 John 4, and it says, or I guess 1 John 4:4. And it says, my dear children, you belong to God. So you have already defeated these false prophets. That's because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
Heck yeah.
Boom. Mic drop. End of podcast.
Literally. That's so good. And just speaking on this, like, it just makes me so happy that, you know, because we're in our final weeks.
Yeah.
And it's just so much clutter and, you know. And it's good to, like, you know, do this podcast and remember like all the things that he did. And that's why it's important, you know, to just also like not live in the past, but remember what he did for you, you know. And it's also like, you know, we have to, you know, have the relationship with God, but how does that also look? Like, we have to worship him, we have to give thanks, gratitude, and we have to sometimes we have to fast, we have to like fully rely on God.
Yes. And there's, you know, more that goes into that because you can also plant seeds in others. Like, as believers, you want other people to experience the love of God. So why don't you plant a seed so that, you know, it may grow and that person may go and tell others. maybe even nations of God's love. So it's just so great that, you know, we can impact people that way because we're here. Our purpose is to spread the gospel. And so that's what you want to do. And I know sometimes that it might be like scary. And, you know, that's also spiritual warfare. It's like the enemy gets in your mind and makes you think like, oh, I'm not capable of doing this. Or are they even going to listen to me and what I have to say? Yeah. Or is this even going to make a difference? Literally. But that's not true.
Literally.
The enemy sees the, what is it, potential that you have in impacting someone else's life and telling them about God.
Literally.
So it's like, of course, he's going to try and come at you and give you all these doubts and worries and things like that because he sees even what you don't see.
Exactly.
And, you know, God is always there for us. So sometimes you just got to remember that he is in you. And you going to tell this other person might make all the difference in the world in their life.
Yeah. And what I posted today on my photography account by Jazz01.
Promo.
It was talking about Peter and him walking on water, right? And so in that, just having faith. And even when you don't see it, have faith in God. Like, he will deliver you from what you're going through.
And like you said, faith, I feel like this is the perfect verse, and it's probably going to be my last one. But James 1:2-4, and it says, "My brothers and sisters, you will have many kinds of trouble, but this gives you a reason to be very happy. You know that when your faith is tested, you learn to be patient in suffering. If you let that patience work in you, the end result will be good. You will be mature and complete, and you will be all that God wants you to be."
So beautiful.
Like, I literally can't say anything else. He just took it right out of my... That's so great. Mm-hmm. He's literally telling you, you should be happy that you're getting tested because the enemy sees what God is doing in your life.
Literally.
And that's part of spiritual warfare, too.
Literally. It's just really important to speak these things as well.
Yeah.
You cannot fight demonic thoughts with humanly thoughts. Like, mm-hmm. you have to speak it out loud. Speak it with verses. Speak it with, no, in Jesus' name, get out of my head, or I rebuke that.
Mm-hmm.
Literally say it out loud because the tongue is power. Like,
yes.
Literally, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
And the word is powerful. It's, what's it called? In 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, "We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning."
Mm-hmm.
Literally, God's word is powerful.
Yeah. And once again, the enemy knows that. Even the enemy knows the word. So if he sees believers trying to plant seeds in other people, it's just, you know, adding on to the army that will be used to not fight people, not the flesh, but the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the enemy. So
exactly.
Spreading the gospel is good. You know, spiritual warfare happens to everyone, whether they know it or not. And just a way to battle that and to fight that off is not only trust in the Lord and his will for you and what, you know, his purpose is, even if that does include bad things, but remember that he will take you out of them, and to just, you know, continue to have faith and to pray about those things and to put on the full armor of God, which is one of my favorite verses again, from Ephesians 6:10-13, along those lines. But so I hope that this could help you guys.
For real.
And give you the strength that you need to fight those spiritual and mental and even probably physical battles.
Yeah, and also talk to others about it as well.
Yeah.
Talk to, I would say, godly people about it.
Yes,
not
mentors even.
Yeah, mentors, pastors,
yes,
leaders. Just talk about it. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But
thank you guys for tuning in to our officially
third
episode. We love you and we thank you for your support.
Yes.
Once again, we pray that this helped you and touched your heart and that this blesses you and that you have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.